I said harp music for Valentine's Day. What is this?
That is one genre of music I have no idea what to even look for. This is the first thing. It says romantic harp music. So this is what you get.
This is horrible.
Oh, it's bad. You want to hear a romantic song?
Let's see. We know what Romy's and Amanda's is. We know what Rosie and Jennifer's is. The Beatles. P.S. Do you want to know a secret? Let's see. Mike Riesch's Valentine's Day song. Okay, surprise me. What is it?
Bless your beautiful hide, wherever you may be. You ain't met yet, but I'm willing to bet you're the gal for me.
Morning, ma'am.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Bless your beautiful hide. You're just as good as
love. Oh, that sums it up, right?
Huh. And you're still single. That surprises me.
Shocking, isn't it? Shocking.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it could be this one, too. I mean, all by myself. Do I still have a job?
Yeah, I can't fire you. Your parents are here visiting. Otherwise, I'd hand him a pink slip. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're talking about home improvement. In particular, this hour, we were talking with the editor-in-chief of Remodeling Magazine, who has compiled a report like they have since 1987, a report of different remodeling projects and what you can expect those projects to cost in your neighborhood. And like I've was making the illustration a little bit earlier, it's a great starting point for you that are considering a project. And you could consider it like Kelly's Blue Book. And everybody knows what Kelly's Blue Book is. You're going to go shop for a used car. And Kelly's Blue Book, for decades, has been that reference manual that tells you, I'm looking for a 1992 Ford Mustang with this size engine, with this trim package, in this condition, I should expect to pay about X for that vehicle. Now, if someone's offering you that vehicle for 50% less, you have to ask yourself why. I know someone that works right here in this station that just bragged and bragged and bragged about scoring an unbelievable deal on a pickup truck they bought, and they haven't had that truck on the road for the last 5 months trying to figure out what the prior guy did to the brains of the engine and the transmission, and he's got thousands of dollars invested in just trying to get it back on the road long enough to sell it to someone else. But he got a deal on the front end. He got a deal. And I want to encourage y'all, get to the cost versus value report. Just take a look at it, okay? I'm not saying it's 100% accurate, but I'm telling you, it serves for a great frame of reference. Because like I said, I was having lunch with a friend yesterday who's coming back into the sales role of remodeling. And he wanted to visit with me about, Rosie, what kind of guidelines should I have about what each of these jobs cost? If I'm going to go visit with someone in a historic district about a master bath renovation, and in those historic districts, generally a master bath renovation, we're going to probably make it a little bit bigger than it was. We were building master bathrooms back then that the generous ones were about 4 feet by 5 feet, all right? Not very many people consider that the size of an adequate master bathroom anymore. We want to make it about 10 feet by 5 feet so we can get a double vanity in there and the stool and, of course, a luxury shower or tub. And so that holds a certain value to it. And I gave him my, he says, I need all your tips. I said, well, you really only need one tip. Go find out what they want done, visit with them, hear them out, measure it up, and if you can ask them what their budget is, then just take whatever their budget is and multiply it times two. Because I can tell you as a rule of thumb, whenever a homeowner calls us and has a project they want to do, the number I end up giving them generally falls at about twice what they were expecting. So I want you homeowners to remember the tip I gave you Never share your budget. And many remodelers will even ask you that question even before they come out to your house on the phone to try and find out if you're worthy of their visit. I think that's wrong. I think that's really, really wrong. If they are a professional remodeler that have been operating in this town for any amount of time at all, you ought to be able to describe the project to them. They'll know the major cross streets of where your house is located, and they ought to be able to extrapolate from their experience and the projects they've done in that neighborhood about what you're going to spend. I'm not opposed to y'all having that conversation on the phone prior to someone spending the time to come out and visit with you and see you. But for them to disqualify you as a lead because you were hoping you could get that hall bathroom remodeled for $5,000 to $7,000. And I'll tell you what, every remodeler in town knows a hall bathroom remodel starts at about $18,000 or $20,000. And that's for a simple one where we're tearing everything out, a remove and replace. That's for a very simple one. You want to upgrade into rainfall shower heads, upgraded plumbing packages, upgraded tile finishes, stone finishes, nice cabinets. We can get to $30,000 or $40,000 really, really quick. The last master bathroom that we did at Rosie on the House remodeling was $800 per square foot. Now that'd choke a horse. That chokes me, and I'm the contractor.
How many square feet was the bathroom?
It was big. And the amazing,
I did a 3-square-foot bathroom. I can handle that.
And Romy, the amazing thing is the bathroom we tore out was really nice. But you know what? At Rosie on the House Remodeling, the homeowner gets what they want. I want y'all to remember that. And I also want you to get to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, where you can actually find consumer alert publications on how to pick your remodeling contractor. And I all but guarantee if you will print that report out, how to pick a remodeling contractor, and if you follow that consumer alert point by point and do everything I say to do in that report, I all but guarantee you are going to have a great remodeling experience. And for every hour you spend shopping and interviewing and screening your remodeling contractor, for every hour you spend that, you're going to save about 1 month of misery from picking the wrong guy who needs your deposit to pay for the bills he's got on the last two jobs that he hasn't got finished. And about the time you're 3/4 of the way finished, he's got to go start getting another deposit check to finish paying the bills and the subcontractors on your job. And that's why nobody's showing up. And that's why you're not getting the job done. I actually was at a home this week out in Scottsdale Ranch where the woman has been trying to get her kitchen remodeled for 2 years. And she has finally told the guy, don't come back to this address. We're done. I'm finding someone else to finish this job.
Which is even harder to do because somebody that is going to do the job right is not going to want to assume responsibility for the work this other guy has done and will want to start over in most cases.
It's ticklish. It's very ticklish. And I was also at a client's house in South Scottsdale. You know, it's called South Scottsdale now. It used to be Central Scottsdale.
You know what cracks me up?
68th Street and Oak.
Is when people say, I'm in North Scottsdale. I'm like, oh, really? Where? And they're like, Ashay. Look at a stinking map. The Central Scottsdale isn't even south of the 101. It's like almost to Pinnacle Peak.
Yeah.
Look at a map. They have to be from North Scottsdale. I'm like, you're off Ashay. Get over yourself.
But it depends how long you've been here. I mean, Ashay used to be the Scottsdale northern boundary. And if they've been here a long time, they still consider themselves in North Scottsdale. But I was at a client's home just the other day.
Do you really have to separate yourself that much from South Scottsdale?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, 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 oh.
A little uppity much?
Oh, you're taking them down a notch, huh? I tell you what, I love what now is South Scottsdale. If I could own 100 of those Suggs homes, the Allied homes, Hallcraft Homes, their masonry. The house I was looking at with this client, it's an all-masonry home, but someone had put an addition on the back that was a bedroom and an expansion to the living room. And it was, you step down, because all they did was enclose the patio, so you step down like it was the old patio. And to do what this client wants to do now, we're going to have to, you know, ask the city, okay, let's get this part of the job that was done years ago permitted. And let's see what we got to do. I'm dealing with a situation right now for some clients in Scottsdale, up in the Paradise Rancho Estates there, those one-acre irrigated lots around 56 and Thunderbird. And this family bought this house. It's got a monster freestanding garage, and they wanted to put a little workshop in the back that required some electrical work, and they want to air condition, heat it, and cool it. And the garage is built really, really well. It's masonry, it's steel frame doors. It's really done right. I was admiring the workmanship. So we did the drawings to create this workshop and went down to the city to pull a permit. And the city inspector says, well, I hate to tell you this, but that garage was never permitted.
Built right.
It's 20 by 30. Ooh. It's a monster garage. So we had to hire a forensic engineer to do some exploratory surgery on the building, get the building permitted, inspected, and passed before we could start the permit. Get the permit for the work we wanted to get done, the family wanted to get done in that garage. So you bounce across all of these kinds of circumstances, and it gets kind of comical. But know this, folks. If you have a project that you did or some prior owner did on your property that you suspect was done without a permit, virtually every single building authority, the counties, the separate municipalities, all have a way that you can make good, come clean, and get the house all up to code. Don't hide that. Go ahead and come clean with it and get it inspected and get it up to permit, because it's becoming more and more conventional that when you're listing a house for sale, you have to declare whether or not any work was ever done at the house that you know wasn't permitted. That impacts the sales price. Also impacts the liability of the realtors involved. If you're shopping for a home, I tell people this all the time, and an older home, buy an older home in as close original condition as possible. Then you know some flipper or some handyman homeowner that lived in the house hasn't done a lot of work that doesn't meet code. Buy as close to original as you can, every chance you can. All right, we're going to go away for a short commercial break. We have a few minutes. If you want to sneak in your question before top of the hour or the end of the show, do so now, 1-888-767-4348.